Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the ninth week after the Sunday of Trinity, Saturday. Our scripture reading comes from Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 through 46. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. Before him will be gathered all the nations, and he will separate people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will place the sheep on his right, but the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on the right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me." Then the righteous will answer him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you?" And the king will answer them, "Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these my brothers, you did it to me." Then he will say to those on the left, "Depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me." Then they will answer, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry, or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister to you?" Then he will answer them, saying, "Truly I say to you, as you did not do to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me." And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. Our scripture lesson comes from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 25, verse 40. And the king will answer them, "Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these my brothers, you did it to me." How will the people whom we help by means of the unrighteous mammon receive us into the eternal habitations? Will they take us by the hand and lead us in? By no means. When we come before God's judgment, some poor man to whom I have done good will stand up in heaven and say, "He washed my feet, he gave me drink, food, clothing, and so on." This man will really prove himself a friend to me and a witness to attest my faith. Such a poor beggar will be more useful to me than St. Peter or St. Paul, for they will not be able to help me then. But when a poor beggar will come and say, "Oh God, this is what he did for me as a member of your flock," this is going to help me. For God will say, "What you did for him, you did for me." These same poor brethren will not be our helpers, but our witnesses, so that God may receive us. In saying this, I do not want you to withhold due honor from St. Peter and the other saints, for the saints too are members of God and of Christ. But you do better in giving your neighbor a penny than you do in building a gilded church for St. Peter, for to succor the poor is something you are commanded to do, but you are not commanded to build a church for St. Peter. Nowadays, men are prepared to do anything and everything for the saints, who are dead and beyond all assistance from us. But the poor people, whom we really should treat as a holy shrine, are left sitting or lying on the street. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, let us never fall into the error of seeking showy works to impress our fellow men, rather than the works of love which help our needy neighbor, works truly pleasing to you, in and through our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Visit ambassadorpublications.org to purchase the print edition of the Luther for the Busy Man devotion and browse hundreds of resources for your family and congregation. This podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Check out our upcoming Spotlight Conference, October 10th and 11th. Messages from Keith Farron and Matt Whitman will encourage students and guests to trust and enjoy Scripture. Register for free at flbc.edu/events.